Let's look at the agents of holiness. Here I'm going to be very brief. They're very obvious. First is God's effecting grace. God's effecting grace. We cannot sanctify ourselves by our own efforts, independent of God, any more than we can justify ourselves by our own efforts, independence from God. The scriptures insist it is God who must effect the Christian's sanctification by his own grace and power. John 17, verse 17, sanctify them by thy word. Here it's the Father's aid which Jesus is invoking for his disciples' sanctification. Or 2 Corinthians 3:18, we are being transformed from glory to glory by the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Lord. So here it refers to Christ or to the Spirit of Christ as the effecting agent of sanctification. Thus the triune God is involved in our sanctification. But secondly, that does not deny that there's an active response of the believer, a response of faith and of work. Now, here's the balance we need to maintain. Grace, growth in grace, sanctification, is divinely energized. But at the same time, the Christian is not passive in his spiritual growth. Passive in regeneration, but not passive in sanctification. To the contrary, the believer is fully and consciously engaged in his own sanctification. We are sanctified by faith, as well as by works, but first now by faith. How is faith a means of sanctification? Well, let me give you three or four quick reasons. One, by faith we continue to grasp our union with Christ, which is the heart of sanctification. Two, by faith we embrace the fact that in Christ, sin no longer has dominion over us. Three, by faith, we also lay hold of the power of the Holy Spirit, which enables us to overcome sin and to live for God. Galatians 5. And fourth, faith is not only a receptive organ, but also an operative power. By its very nature, it produces spiritual fruit. Expresses itself, doesn't it? In love, Paul says in Galatians 5, verse 6. Faith produces works, 1 Thessalonians 1, verse 3. I again lean on John Murray at this point. These works that faith works are still initially energized by God's effecting grace. And here's what Murray comments on to kind of wrap this up and show how both of these agents of holiness work together. And I think it's a beautiful comment. This comes from Redemption, Accomplished and Applied, 148-149. God's working in us is not suspended because we work, nor our working suspended because God works. Neither is the relation strictly one of cooperation, as if God did his part and we did ours, so that conjunction or coordination of both produced the required result. No. Rather, God works in us and we also work, but the relation is that because God works, we work. I think that's a key phrase. It's not 50-50, but it's because God works, we work. And then Murray goes on to say, all working out of salvation on our part is the effect of God's working in us. Not the willing to the exclusion of the doing, and not the doing to the exclusion of the willing, but God works in us both the willing and the doing. And then we go out and do the willing and the doing. We go out and do the doing, I would add to that. So, when a Christian grows negligent, as the Westminster Confession of Faith says, then he is backsliding, not using the means of grace, and he's not using what is given him in God's effecting grace. So I may not say as a Christian, well, if God isn't sanctifying me, then I don't have to try to be sanctified. Westminster Confession of Faith warns against that in chapter 16, paragraph 3. says that Christians may not, because their sanctification is ultimately affected by God, quote, grow negligent as if they were not bound to perform any duty unless upon a special motion of the Spirit. But they ought to be diligent in stirring up the grace of God that is in them. That's so important. Spirit is not someone who comes and goes in sanctification. In sanctification, He's resident within me. He affects my sanctification, and I am to stir that up by a diligent use of the means of grace. And I'm to do that consciously. I'm to do that fully engaged. I'm to do that prayerfully, in dependency. I'm to do that with struggle, with tears, with groans. I'm to agonize to be holy. I'm to do that as a husband. I'm to do that as a parent. I'm to do that as a child. I'm to do that as an employer, an employee. I'm to do it as a church member. My whole way of life.